Good morning. This is Denny Heflin in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with this week's USDA report. Well, today I'm going to talk again about the 2014 reporting of fall-seeded small grains and forage crops. Recent changes to certification deadlines have given producers until December 15th to certify forage acres on their farms which were intended to be hayed or grazed during the next crop season. A waiver to this deadline for the 2014 crops was recently announced by FSA. Therefore, producers now have until January 15th of 2014 to get these crops reported that normally have that December 15th deadline without incurring a late file fee. Crops under this waiver include all acres of perennial forage crops, which are grass, alfalfa, clover, or any mixture of those, which are going to be utilized for haying or grazing during the 2014 growing season, as well as all fall-seeded small grains such as rye, wheat, and barley, no matter what the intended use for those cereal crops were. This includes all those fall-seeded small grains seeded strictly for a cover crop only this last fall. The requirement also includes any established waterways and headlands that will be harvested for hay in 2014. The exceptions to this provision is the perennial forage. And again, that is your grass or your alfalfa or your clover or any mixture thereof, which is existing stands of that are already in place that is intended to be just left standing or used for cover only or green manure or seed. So with that, that's something that those acres that you will not be intending to harvest as hay or graze with livestock. If this is the case, then those acres do not have to be reported until next July 15th. However, if you want to report those acres when you come in to report your other crops by the January 15th deadline, you sure can. So basically, if you intend to harvest the forage next year in 14, or you planted or seeded a fall-seeded small grain this fall for any use, then you will need to report these acres to your FSA office by January 15th. If you purchase or lease farms or land after the December 15th deadline, which you will operate in 14 and have forage acres that you intend to harvest as forage, then you must also report those acres to FSA within 30 days after you purchase the acres or acquire the acres by a lease. We will need adequate documentation of when you acquired the possession to verify the acres are being reported within the 30-day grace period. Again, late file fees will be applied after January 15th of 14 to those farms wanting to certify forage and fall-seeded small grains, which will be intended to be harvested as hay, silage, or seed, or grazed. And the minimum cost of those late file certifications is $46 per farm. If you have any of these acres for 2014, be sure to visit with your local FSA office and get the certification completed before the deadline. I also want to remind producers in the local administrative areas in Audubon and Cass County that ballots were previously mailed to producers which were incorrectly printed by the contractor. Therefore, new ballots will be mailed to producers on December 20th of 13, and these ballots will be clearly marked that they are the corrected ballots. They'll be marked in several places, including the outside of the mailing envelope, the ballot itself, and the outside of the return envelope. These corrected ballots, once they are received, must be returned to your applicable FSA office or postmarked by January 17th of 2014. There'll be more reminders coming with this as the weeks go along. For those producers who have harvested crops and they want to secure a 9-month market assistance loan, financing is available on the 2013 production and allows you to seal that grain at a low interest rate and hold it for sale at a later time in hopes that the markets might be somewhat higher. For the 2013 crop year, the market loans will be reduced by the 5.1% due to sequestration. The loan rate in Audubon County is $1.83 for corn and $4.93 for soybeans. Remember that FSA does have a variety of farm loans available to assist producers in their farming operations. These include direct and guaranteed loans for both operating and farm ownership, as well as beginning farmer loans, which are generally those producers who have not operated a farm for more than 10 years and will be materially participating in the operation of that farm, and socially disadvantaged farmers, which includes women, African Americans, American Indians, Alaskan Native, Hispanics, Asian Americans, and Pacific Islanders. For additional information, producers may contact any FSA office, or they may call Atlantic or Guthrie Center offices directly with questions about the loan programs. The phone numbers are, for Atlantic, 712-243-1377, extension 2, and Guthrie Center, the number is 641-332-2640, extension 2. For more information and clarification on any of FSA's programs, please feel free to contact your local FSA office. Here in Audubon, that phone number is 712-563-4261, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA report. Tune in next week at the same time for more updates.